From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. In just a few weeks, voters will head to the polls to elect a new president and new state lawmakers. In Wisconsin's redrawn 85th Assembly District, Republican Pat Snyder, the incumbent, is facing a challenger. Democrat Yi Lang Zhang hopes to capture the seat to represent the district, which encompasses Wausau and Weston. Later this week, we'll speak with Representative Snyder to hear his views, and you can hear that interview on the air Thursday and online at WPR.org/election2024. Today, we welcome Yi Lang Zhang to discuss his candidacy. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Shireen, for having me here.
The 85th was redrawn in 2023. That eliminated some Marathon County townships and changed the picture a little bit. Did redistricting make this race more competitive?
Definitely. This, especially with them changing this district up, it's now a 50-50 seat. You know, we one of the biggest challenges that we've always had is the fact that Wisconsin was very gerrymandered under the new map, the old maps. So with the new maps now, it makes this seat much more competitive. And we're eager and I'm excited about having conversations with folks at the doors. And we're seeing a lot of progress and a lot of excitement as well.
How do you plan to address the current budget challenges in Wisconsin, particularly in areas like education and healthcare?
Yeah, when it comes to education, we need to become creative. You know, one of the things that we've learned at being the, for my role as a school board member is always being creative with how we're funding our, programs. So one of the things I think what we need to do here is we need to go back and potentially look at the funding formula for our schools. Regarding healthcare, we need to look into expanding MagicCare, and accepting the dollars that are coming from the federal government so that we can provide healthcare for over 89,000 Wisconsinites, and also providing it. And expanding and allowing federal dollars that will be coming back as an investment to the state of Wisconsin.
What specific steps would you take to improve infrastructure in Wisconsin, including broadband access, perhaps in rural areas?
Yeah, so for broadband specifically, the state of Wisconsin state legislator has not done anything to really or earmark any dollars that potentially could go towards investment in broadband. The only actions that has been taken has been by the Marathon County Board, specifically in the local area here. So the state has been really focusing on federal dollars, and we can't do that because that doesn't solve the issues that Wisconsinites and folks in the 85th are experiencing. So one of the things I would love to do and is make sure that we earmark dollars that would go towards investing in broadband so that our farmers, folks that live in the rural areas, would have access to broadband.
If you're elected, how would you work to protect the state's natural resources?
That's a great question there. And, one of the things that I for one have an emphasis on is supporting policies and initiatives that's going to be focused on protecting clean, providing clean water, safe drinking water, preserving our natural resources, also supporting, outdoor recreation, but also looking at developing policies and initiatives that's going to have an emphasis on climate change, protecting climate, addressing climate change. But at the same time, making sure that our farmers and our agriculture community are continues to thrive under those policies as well.
How would you support initiatives to increase affordable housing options in the district?
The reason why we have high prices, for rent and housing is because of the supply, and one of the things what we need to do is we need to be, as I've always said, be creative. We need to make sure we have every options at the table, and that includes potentially looking at incentives for developers or looking at, at the zoning laws, zoning codes. We need to make sure that we're looking at everything and working with Democrats and Republicans to address these issues because we can't afford to let Wisconsinites struggle any further. This is an issue that's really affecting folks from up and down, up and down, whether they're middle class, upper class, or lower class. We need to do everything we can here to ensure that this issue is addressed.
With the legislative balance of power up for grabs, what is one specific way you would work with members of the opposing party for the good of your district?
Yeah, so one of the things that I'm very proud of is the fact that I have a track record of working with folks across the aisle. Examples are, for example, on the school board. We put aside our partisan politics and we do what's best for students. I intend on doing the same thing. I want to make sure that our community is safe. We want to lower the cost of living by addressing the childcare crisis, the affordable housing, making sure we're protecting reproductive rights, and also keeping our communities safe. So I'm willing to work with folks from across the aisles, Republican or Democrat, to ensure that those issues are addressed.
In September, Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney made national headlines. He removed an absentee ballot box from the steps of City Hall. The box has since been returned. What are your feelings on the situation?
So for me specifically here, I join leaders in our local area here on condemning and denouncing that action. And I think it's a violation of the rules of democracy. We need to make sure, as that everybody has access to voting. It's all about access. It's not a partisan issue. It's about protecting and upholding democracy.
What would it mean to the Hmong community as a whole if you were elected?
I think that's a great question. And, I want to emphasize that when elected, I will be a representative for all. But I know for the Hmong community here, they would be it's a dream come true. Even to my parents, I was a child of refugees who came to the United States here to escape communism and persecution, to come to the United States here to chase the American dream. I'm living and able to do what I do because of the sacrifices of my parents and those that came before me. But I'm also living my life and living the American dream on behalf half of many of those that has not been able to come to the United States, who passed along the way, such as my aunt who stepped in a landmine, and my older brother who was buried at the shores of the Mekong River. I'm doing what I can here and living this dream and living and able to live out this dream in the land of opportunities. And this is thankful, and I'm thankful to my parents and those who came before me who made this a possibility.
What would your number one priority be if you're elected?
Great question. So there's so much I want to do, but I think the what I would love to do is without a doubt, look into expanding healthcare and also passing bills and to address the public safety and mental health issues in our community here. Though I think those are issues that we can all find common ground on and get those addressed. And as I said here, there's just a lot of things that I think we can do. But I think another thing I would add is I would work with folks to build consensus and build relationships. Everything comes down to building relationships with folks across the aisle. Across the aisles and on your side of the aisle.
What makes you the best candidate for the seat?
Yeah, so for me specifically, I am an individual that wants to get things done. I want to make sure I'm a person of action. I look for the pragmatic or looking for solutions rather than partisan politics, and I've done that many times in my role as a school board member, as a county board member, such as when we address the childcare crisis and many other items as issues that has come in front of us. I'm a person that listens, and I've gone out there and done the grassroots, worked in the community for a long time, know the challenges that we face. That's what makes me the best candidate for this position.
Yilang Zhang, Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 85th Assembly seat. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tune in Thursday to hear an interview with incumbent Republican Pat Snyder. For these interviews and all of WPR's election coverage, including presidential, congressional, and legislative races, go to wpr.org/election2024. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.